Okay, Rabbi Isai. We're going to start the halachic portion. We're done with all the measurements of the Shemayim, the Aretz. We're going to start today with something a little bit more halachic. Okay, we're on the bottom of Zion Amud Aleph, the two dots, Pisgah. So the Pesach is Hachacham Omer HaKatzos. That's the middle Shita. Rabbi Elazar says a third of the night. Chacham say till Chatzos. So Rabbi Elazar says until Alos Hashachar. The Yerushalmi paskins. Rabbi Yassi b'shem Rabbi Yerkinon halacha kechacham. This is the first place we're having where the Bavli explicitly argues on the Yerushalmi. Bavli says halacha kerami Gamliel, and the Yerushalmi says halacha kechacham. So this is like our first explicit stira between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Now it's very interesting to take a look. If you look at the Torah. The Torah says halacha ke what's the name? Halacha ke Rabbi Gamliel, like the Bavli. And the Rambam says in Ava, the Rambam Paschas, like the Chachamim, like the Yerushalmi. Anyway, that's a side point. Okay. Rabbi Yossi mefaked the Chevrayah. So Rabbi Yossi gave this following instructions to the Tamei Chacham. In the Eastern, it's asking me, right, if you want to learn Torah at night, Atun, Koryashma, Kodim Chatzosim, is asking. You should first read Kriyashma and then get involved in your learning. You shouldn't get involved in learning and then push off your reading of Kriyashma because you know what's going to happen. You're going to end up getting engaged in learning. Then you'll wear yourself out and then you'll fall asleep and you'll miss it out. Now, Milsei Amar Shahalach Chachamim. So he obviously he's being marked on Chatzos because he said the word Kodem Chatzos. He obviously holds like a Chachamim. So that's understandable because he just passed in that way. Milsei Omra Sha'omra Dvorim Acha Masviyatse. But there's another thing that he tells us that you can say other things after saying Shema and Emes V'yatse. This needs a little explanation over here. Now, apparently in the Yerushalmi, in those days, according to the Yerushalmi, they did not say the Emuna Kol Zos in Ma'ariv, but they said Emes V'yatzef both in Shacharis and in Ma'ariv. So when it says over here that it informs us that you may say other things after saying Shema and the Bracha of Emes V'yatzef, so that's referring to the hold on a second. He's only talking about right now a Meyer, not Shachris. Okay. Let's see what it says over here. Let me say over here. So this is what you have to. The way we're going to learn this Gemara. It's a little complicated. We can learn it several different ways. I want to try to make it as simple as possible. Wow. Let's make it. We'll learn the pshat is like this. We're going to learn like Rabbeinu Tam that we mentioned earlier in the year, that earlier in the week, that when they read Kriya, the Yerushalmi said before, why did they read Kriya Shema after not being Yotzei in the shul? And we said the reason why is because to stand into Mitoch Talmud Torah, right? To start Shemona Esrei, Mitoch Devarei Torah. And we said that the pshat in that was that they did not say the Brachas Kriya Shema. Rather, they said the Brachas Kriya Shema later on at night. So then the pshat over here is going to be like this. They were not Yotze Kriya Shema by the Ma'ariv that they said during the day. He's referring, we're going to be talking about the Kriya Shema that they were Yotze later after Tzeisach Chavim. And what he's saying, so what they would do is, they would be Yotze Kriya Shema after Tzeisach Chavim with the Brachas. Because they didn't even say the brachos earlier. Okay, so now what he is allowing them to do is he's allowing them to learn Torah after saying the brachos of Kriya Shema at night. Now you might think, so what's the big deal? So who cares? Why wouldn't you be able to talk after the brachos of Kriya Shema at night? So for that, you have to know another thing. That they're assuming that the Kriya Shema that they're saying at night is not only to be Yotzei the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, but it's also acting at another level to protect us from the mazikin at night when we go to sleep. So that it's serving a dual purpose. So if it's also serving that purpose, then that Kriya Shema has to be somoch l'sheino. It has to be the last thing you do before you go to sleep. Either saying the Kriya Shema or the brachas following the Kriya Shema, that's not important. That's not a problem. That's somoch enough. So that's what it's saying over here.
So you're saying it's Kriya Shema
Lamita? Yes. It acts as Kriya Shema Lamita as well. It's serving a dual purpose. So let's see here one second. I just want to see if I can see it clearly here in the English. So at the end of at footnote 12, second column, right before the last paragraph before 13, there's an opinion, which we're going to have soon, that one must cite the Shema and its blessings immediately before retiring for the night, then refrain from speaking until you fall asleep. Since he instructed the students to recite Shema before midnight and then continue learning Torah, he obviously holds you're permitted to speak between reciting Shema and retiring. Okay? So it's a little, this is a little tricky, this line over here.
You got three different Shema. One in Shul, one in Zman, and one. It's not the same.
He cut the last one out. We're cutting the last one out, the one before you go to sleep. Okay, let's cut that out. Okay, let's go on. So that's the way I'm going to learn this statement for now. Tony, Hakori Yeshua, we're going to get to that. Hakori Yeshua, the basic Nesas, Bashachar Yotzi de Chavoso. So now here, pay very close attention to the language. He's saying, if you read Shema in Shul in the morning, your Yotze, your Chov of Kriya Shema, because obviously you're reading in the right time. Be'erev, but in the evening, lo Yotze de Chavoso. You're not Yotze de Chavoso. Now, why aren't you Yotze de Chavoso? Oh, so you're saying because you said it before Tzeis. But now you're going to see the next line of the Gemara. It's not going to make sense then. The Gemara then turns around and asks, Ma ben hakori b'shachris, or ma ben hakori b'arvis? What's the difference between reading it in the morning and reading it at the night? Just like in the morning you yotze, you should be yotze at night. What's the question? Of course, you're not yotze at night. You're reading it before the Zman. So what was bothering the Gemara? So the Medayik, the way they explain this question, and if it's in footnote 2, it's a must. You must read footnote 2. The pshat in the Gemara's kasha is like this, that since you said that if you read it in the shul, you're not yotze, then that means regardless of what time you read it in shul, you're never yotze. Even if you read Shema with Myriv after Tzeisak HaKomen. That's the Gemara's diet. This is an amazing Yushalmi here. Yushalmi here is introducing, it's a whole new way of thinking. What do you mean you're not yotze the Mitzvah Kriya Shema? You read it after Tzeis, why wouldn't you be yotze the Mitzvah Kriya Shema? Oh. Because you can't double up as Kriya Shema Hamita, because that took place in Shul. And for it to be Al Hamita, it has to be summed up to going to bed. So you can't have it, you can't be reading Kriya Shema Hamita in Shul, right? Okay. That's the kasha. You have a question?
No.
Okay. So Rav Huna B'Shem Rav Yosef Matam or Mu'adam Tzarek Lukas Kriya Shema B'Mesa Be'erev. Why does a person have to read Kriya Shema at night? Okay, now this is the answer of the question why you're not yotze in shul. Okay, this is an amazing, a new way. It completely opened up a different way. I'll tell you why I find this so exciting, this Yerushalmi. This Yerushalmi is exciting to me because if you remember the first machlokes in Shas between Rashi and Tosfos, Rashi said the reason we're not yotze in shul, and we're yotze with the Kriya Shema Hamita. That's Rashi's sheet. And Rashi bat beis omen al. And Tosfos says, "What are you talking about? That Kriya Shema is only to protect us from mazikin." So it's like, "Hello, that's exactly what Rashi's just echoing the Yerushalmi's approach. You're right. I'm asking to you, Tosfos, that it's lishmar min hamazikin." But the Yerushalmi here is saying that you're not Yotzei Kriya Shema, even if you read it Bezmano in Shul, because you need to also be Shomer Min HaMezikin. There's a basic question here, of course, which is the Torah doesn't say, and Haredim asked the question, the Torah doesn't say anywhere that the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is Lishma Min HaMezikin. Where does Mishma Min HaMezikin come into the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? How does that mix in? And he has a whole typical Torah over here, which would... It says Meshach B'chol, but it doesn't say anything about Mezik. Okay, so we'll leave all this alone. This is all, it's a fascinating Yerushalmi here. We'll say, sure.
You're not asking also, it's just like you say Shema, you say it again at night, but in the daytime, you're saying Shema before it meets. So we're not asking that kind of question. So
nope.
You'll say Shema in the daytime, you should be able to say it again after dates.
Nope. That's not the issue at all.
Shlomi, yeah. Where's the makor? Where's the makor b'shvil avriach hazamazikin? Yeah, the Gemara is saying it, but what's that based on?
The Haredim says it could be that it's just a takana drabbanon, and the Yerushalmi might be going that the whole mitzvah kriya shma drabbanon v'heim omru. That's as close as I can get it for you. I can't narrow it down any closer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mil say Om Roshen, Om Rodvor Machar, Emes V'yatsiv. So that tells us that you can say something after Emes V'yatsiv, because, in other words, the Gemara is being medayik here. If you could speak after Emes V'yatsiv, then the Gemara wants to taina that you would have been able to be Yotzei with the Kriya Shema in the Shul. Okay. Here's where he says the following. In 4, he says, if an interruption of speech between Shema and sleep was allowed, then an interruption of relocation would likewise be allowed. In other words, if once you're assuming that you could speak, then why not allow you to move in your car as well? Go for a ride. So why would you say that if you read it in shul, you would not be Yotzei? So the Yerushalmi is going back and forth here. Could you be Yotzei in shul? If it's aftertaste or not. So that will depend on whether you're allowed to talk between Emes V'yatsiv and going to sleep. If you're allowed to talk, then you should be able to read it in shul. If you're not allowed to talk, then that would explain. Okay. Moshe Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani Amaki. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani can have another sleep. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, when he was going to declare the leap year, so they would gather. In a usually they gather in an attic or something like that. So have a makabel gabi Rav Yaakov Grosser. So they would go to this Rav Yaakov Grosser's house, and they would go, let's say, into the attic there. But have a Rav Zeira mitamer beni kupaya. So Rav Zeira used to hide among the baskets in the bedroom over there. Mishmana hechav a kari shma, and he would. Rav Zeira was like, you know, the Talmud. We know that there are certain Talmud that like to hide in the bedroom to see how their rabbeim behave in the bedroom. And here he was hiding because he wanted to see how he read the Kriya Shema. He would read Shulam and Achmeni would be repeating Kriya Shema over and over and over again until he fell asleep. So, my time, what's the basis? Let's like we know what. That's his father-in-law. So he says in Pasuk, Rigzu Baal Techatou, Imu Vavavkam Anushkavkam Adom Musela. So in Vavavchem obviously is a reference to Kriya Shema, because it says Vavavchem and Vavavcha, right? The Domu Sela, and then you go silent and you fall asleep. Okay. Now, I mean, maybe that I'm not positive, but maybe that's the makar because it's Rigzu to be have a certain fear, maybe. I'm not sure.
If you wake up and talk, you gotta say it again.
If you fall asleep and then you wake up later, do you have to say Kriya Shema? Do you have to say Kriya Shema again? I don't think so. I'll give you a heads up. Okay. We'll hold it on this side. That'll be a kasha. Milsei Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Pliga. Now, this is going to differ from Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni. The Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Karm is Marim Basri. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi seems... what's his name? What was the previous name? Shmuel Bar Nachmani. So he was reading Kriya Shema over and over and over again. Apparently, he was makbid. He should fall asleep from reading Kriya Shema. And he was marked the dafka that, right? And then domu sela. But this person, Rabbi Yeshua, he would read Mizmorim. He would say, you know, Tehillim or whatever he would say. For Tony, ain oimer dvor machra emes v'yatzif. But the price says you can't say anything after emes v'yatzif. So if you can't say anything, why is he saying Mizmorim? That seems to be the question, right? That's exactly what we've been discussing. If you hold, you're not allowed to talk, then it would be what we said before was that you would not be yotzei in shul, because if you're not allowed to talk, then you're not allowed to relocate either, and then you would be saying this at home. So, I mean, I have to nuance my answer to the question. If they read the Kriya Shema in shul before, let's say Sakakovim, then we're referring here to the Kriya Shema that you said with the brachos after Tzeisakakovim. If they said Kriya Shema in shul with the brachos, so then possibly this would, you would have to repeat Kriya Shema here, and that would be Kriya Shema Lamita. But the fact that you have to say Kriya Shema Lamita is actually the question. It's apparently, if you held that you read Kriya Shema after Tzeis at home, you would be yotzei the mitzvah of Kriya Shema and Kriya Shema Lamita at the same time. You would not have to say another Kriya Shema, except if you're having trouble falling asleep, you could repeat Kriya Shema again and again and again, assuming that you're not allowed to talk after Emes V'yatzev. If you're allowed to talk after Emes V'yatzev, like we saw in Omer Aleph, he gave instructions to Talmid Chachamim to say Kriya Shema before they go start learning, then you would be able to, you would say Kriya Shema Alamita again afterwards. So I don't know, it's a little confusing, but what? So Pasa Leib Emes V'yatzev Shol Shacharis. So he said, oh, you know where you can't speak after Emes V'yatzev? That's in the morning, because since you have to be son of Ulu Tfilah, so Fashteitzach, you can't talk, right? Next. The Mar Reb Zeiro, he said that here we're going to talk about the need to do things one next to the other. So there's three tekifas: teichav l'smicha shchita, teichav l'tilsidan in bracha, teichav l'geula tefila. So the first one is when you shecht, when you do smicha on a carbon. So you're the owner of the carbon. So you go ahead, you lean your body into the carbon with two hands. So right after that, the Kohen or whoever is going to do the Shechita does the Shechita. Teichav l'tilsi yadayim bracha. This is a question exactly what we're referring to here. We're going to learn that this means both the tilsi yadayim of that you do before you eat and before you make hamotzi. You're supposed to do it right away. After you wash, you're supposed to say hamotzi. Should not have a break. It says there's a shear. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch. It's k'day chaf meizam, 22 amos. That you're supposed to do the bracha of hamotzi right away. You know, at work, some people have this problem. They wash, you know, all the way down the corridor because that's where the water source is, and they walk to their desk, which is like, you know, half a building away. This could be a problem with hefsek. You should better bring a little piece of bread with you so when you wash, you won't have a break between your washing and the tilsi yadayim. That's a din, tekel tilsi yadayim bracha. And the second shot in Tekel Tilsi Dayim Bracha is that between Mayim Achronim and Brachas HaMazon, you should also do it right away. Tekel Tugula Tfila, that's the last thing that we were talking about. Tekel Tugula Shkita V'Soch V'Shokan, it says in the Pasuk, the two words are right next to each other. Tekel Tilsi Dayim Bracha, because it says Sui Dechem Kodesh U'Bracha Es Hashem, Sui Dechem Kodesh is washing, U'Bracha Utsay Brachas HaTilsi Dayim, or say Brachas HaMazon. Or say brachas hamotzi. Brachas Hashem would be a hamotzi in this case, right? Teichav legula tefila, because it says you loratzin reifi, and then in the next pasuk it says, or the next kapitel it says yancho Hashem yom sara, right? It's, I think it's kapitel, right? 4-5. Yeah, one's 19 and one's 20, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so you see what. How do you see from that? Let's see, the mention of the Redeemer with reference to answering one's prayer. I didn't think about that exactly. How do you see that? Gula and Tfila. I guess Yancho means that Hashem's going to answer you and he's going to redeem you. Hashem, 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 Hashem. Okay. The Gemara now says more things about this takeoff stuff. If you do it right away, then your carbon is going to be good. That suda, there won't be any kitrug. What does that mean? How is a satan mekatrik in a suda? What does it say? Eight. No harm will befall him. I guess he won't choke on the food. That's one way to learn it. That's enakat mekatrik ba'osayom. Then the satan won't bother you the whole day. Tosus and brachas, famous tosus. Everybody knows this tosus. It says that when it says it, it's not going to, you're not going to have a problem the whole day. Is what? Is if you're not in Netzach, if you do the smicha school of tefillah exactly kibas sikin, that's when it has this special effect. Yishalmi doesn't say anything about that, but that might be a pshat. Amarab Ze'ero, anot tokafis school of tefillah. He says, what's going on over here? I went ahead and I was some school of tefillah, and guess what happened? Is to this the angaya? That day I was drafted. And move la hadas laflaut, and I had to give the hadasim to his palace. So you see, it wasn't such a great day for me. It's kind of like, you know, people ask questions. Can you ask questions on a chazal based on a personal experience? I don't think so, but the Yerushalmi does. It says in a certain Mekatre. So I guess it just means, the whole day will be good. I guess you're right. That's a good point. So on Roulets, but they give a different answer. Rebbe Revuhi, it's not a detriment. It's not a problem. It's actually a benefit. Ispene enash yahavin pritin mechakim palten. There are people who pay money to get into the king's palace, and you're getting in there for free. You're being invited into the king's palace. Not only that, you become friendly with the king. You can make some, you know, political requests from him. So don't think it's all bad. There's always a bright side to it, right? There you go. Amar Abami, Kol Mishena Tukakul Tfila. This is a famous mimer. If someone doesn't do Smichas Kul Tfila, you say Gal Yisrael, and then you just stand around waiting. L'mahu Dama, what's that like? You have the friend of the king, he knocks on the door, and then Yotza, the king comes out, lay down Mahu Vakish to know what is it that you want. And you find that you walked away from the door. Like you know, this is what we did on gate night, the night before Halloween, right? You familiar with that? No? You guys heard of Halloween?
Yeah,
that's a mitzvah deraisa. Gate night was the night before Halloween, and what you do is you go over to the door, you knock on the door, then you run away. The balabas comes, opens the door, and there's nobody there. It's a hodah. So it's the vissen sein. Tomorrow night, you better have some candy for us, or you're gonna get it. So that was it. So this is like that. Okay, well, that's Bekir's, no? Odu Hiflik. So you find the king will Odu Hiflik, the king will even distance himself further from that friend. So you have to do Smichas Kul Tefillah properly. Okay. Next. Rabbi Gamliel says, Achiyon Marasha. Asadrim Gamliel Kirb Shimon. Now Rabbi Gamliel Shita works out just like Rabbi Shimon Shita, because Rabbi Shimon says that Pa'amim Sha'arim Kariya Shema Asadrim Shakar Aslachar. Sometimes a person can read Kriya Shema twice, even though he's up at that hour. So it's right before Alos. Right after Alos, he's reading Kriya Shema Shom Arvis before Alos. He's reading Kriya Shema Shal Shacharis after Alos. It's within, you know, within 10 minutes of each other, and he's reading two Kriya Shemas. But it's explicit that Reb Shimon holds you could read Kriya Shema Shal Arvis up until Alos. So that's like Reb Gamliel. So now, the question is, so we see the Gamliel holds like Reb Shimon in the evening Shema. What's the question? What is the deal with Shacharis? After Shacharis came, does he also agree with Reb Shimon when it comes to the morning. In other words, what's the question about the morning? The question is, there's another shita of how early you could read Kriya Shema. The Gemara says, we're going to see it in the next Mishnah. Kidei sheyakir es chaveiro. There's another shir, which is after Alos. It's about 25 minutes, 30 minutes after Alos, is when you recognize your friend within Dalai Lama's. It's the one that you're not very familiar with, but it's not a total stranger. So that at that moment, that's when you can be Yotzei Kriya Shema. So is Reb Shimon obviously holds right after Alos, you could be Yotzei Kriya Shema. So does Rabbi Gamliel agree with him as far as that's concerned? I think that's the question. Or will he hold like Reb Zaira says, Ochid Rav Kiya Bar Asher, the Rav Abba Bar Chana, Hakorim Anshe Mishmar, Lo Yotza, that if you read with the Anshe Mishmar, so the Anshe Mishmar, these are the people who were, these are the Kohanim who were doing the Avodah that week. So they were so busy with the Karbonis that they would get up and say Kriya Shema. So there's various sheets exactly when they said it, but let's assume now for the time being that they read it exactly at the crack of Alos. So he held he held that if you read Kriya Shema, if someone else read Kriya Shema with the Anshe Mishmar, that you're not Yotzei. So now here, there's a whole discussion here. Were the Anshe Mishmar Yotzei the Kriya Shema by reading it at that time or not? So some say like this, there's two approaches. Either, yes, the Anshe Mishmar were Yotzei Kriya Shema because they were in a matzav, the Chuk Ma'od. They were going ahead and they had to do the Avodah. They could get very busy doing the Avodah and be completely consumed with Karbonos all the way through Zman Kriya Shema. So for them, they were given a go ahead to read exactly at Alos. But HaKore Im Anshe Mishmar, if I wanted to read with them, since I'm not in that same Dochuk Matzav, I'm not Yotze. That's one way to learn it. Another way to learn it is that the Anshe Mishmar were also not being Yotze Mitzvah Kriya Shema. In fact, they weren't even Chayev in Kriya Shema because Ha'esiv HaMitzvah Patur Minah Mitzvah. And they were totally not obligated to read Kriya Shema. There's a whole long arichos here, the Sefer Haredim, if you want to see that. Well, okay. So that question of what he holds, that is going to be unresolved. What are we doing here? Okay, a couple more minutes. Okay. Maisa Shabo Abanavi Beis HaMishkan. Rabbi Gamliel Polagar Abanavavad Ubda Kavasei. So the Gemara is now going to discuss the following. Rabbi Gamliel is arguing on the Chacham. The Chacham said to Chatzos, and he holds you go to Alos. So he's going ahead. He is going ahead and paskening like his Shita. Now that is problematic. The Yerushalmi is not happy about that because we see the Yerushalmi is going to quote other examples. I'm not going to do all the examples tonight because it's really the beginning of a whole new sugya. But there are three other examples here. We have other cases of Hanoim who argued on the Chachamim, and even though they had their own personal Shita, but they did not personally go ahead and were not knowing like their Shita. And we're going to quote all these cases. That's going to be the question, right? So basically, the Gemara is not going to say Rav Meir argued on the Rabbanan, he didn't do like his Shita. Rabbi Kiva argued on the Rabbanan, he didn't do like his Shita. And Rabbi Shimon argued on the Rabbanan, and he didn't do like his Shita. That the Gemara is going to, well, we're going to do those tomorrow. But for now, this is what we'll stop. We're going to see the three Shitas tomorrow and how it's going to work with Rabbi Gamliel. Okay. Wow. Thank you, everybody. Okay.